I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day, the big business news today. SBC Communications is in merger talks with AT&T, and SBC wants to buy AT&T. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington to discuss what all this means. John, what's going on?
Well, first of all, it's not a done deal. These two companies have been in talks before, and they couldn't reach agreement. And analysts say that news of these latest talks could attract other suitors, especially since AT&T seems so ripe for the picking. It's really a shadow of its former self after the phone breakup in the 80s, when the Baby Bells got local service and AT&T got the long-distance business.
So if AT&T has been able to focus on the long-distance end of the business, why is the company struggling so?
Well, it turns out that success in this business is all about being connected to the end user. It's the final mile into the house or the business. Baby Bells control it, and they've been able to beat back just about all the competition for local phone service. And that concerns consumer advocates like Gene Kimmelman at Consumers Union.
The deregulatory policy of the Bush administration has led AT&T to announce its abandonment of the consumer market. But this merger will just solidify that there's no one out there. If AT&T can't compete with a Bell company, then who in the world can?
Kimmelman sees huge antitrust problems here, but he doesn't expect the pro-business Bush administration to challenge any merger.
Is AT&T still that desirable, what with all the developments in long-distance calling over the Internet? Isn't that another alternative to the traditional phone companies?
Yeah, it would seem so, but to use that, you need a fast connection to the Internet, which Kimmelman points out is a real barrier.
Voice over Internet is a wonderful new service. The problem with it is you need a $40 to $60 high-speed Internet connection in order to get the benefits of telephone competition. So as AT&T disappears, as traditional long-distance and local phone competition are wiped out, the only thing left to replace it is a very high-cost, high-end service.
So the Internet isn't a good choice for the average consumer, and Kimmelman points out that wireless phone service is also controlled by the Baby Bell, so that's not really offering much competition either. And if this trend to fewer, bigger phone companies continues, consumers won't be able to shop around for alternatives. Kimmelman thinks it would be better for the government to take over the telephone business, going back to the days of Ma Bell. Later today on Marketplace, the dangers and the opportunities of being a poll worker in Iraq.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of the Washington Bureau of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.